You're listening to Roundtable. A forum titled Can Novels Heal You was held during a literary event called Reading New Horizon. Critics, playwrights, and writers share their opinion on the visceral effects of novels on readers. So, let's talk about this. Can novels heal you in different ways?
Well, yes, Hyeong. I read the book. I don't know if you've heard it. It's actually called The Notebook, and I read that, and it healed me. I had some, yeah, it just healed me, okay? Gave me a different outlook on life. But if
but?
You're not, but
I didn't
if
expect
you,
that.
you're like, Ryan, we need scientific data, not just your experience reading The Notebook and crying. Which didn't happen.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Whatever. Scientific data collected from Ohio State University on May 7th, 2012 suggests that reading reduces stress levels by 67% and decreases the risk of dementia, in case you're worried about going crazy, 35%. So right there, we see a win from reading, but also according to a study conducted by Dr. Keith Oatley from the University of Toronto in 2010, a good fiction can provide an event structure and guidance that forms a life simulation and could lead readers through challenging and confusing worlds. So imagine you're just learning from other people's experiences through their basically how the author narrates somebody's life. And by seeing other people's whole lives, or rather reading it, you're learning how to maybe better traverse your life, better travel your life. Also, reading cultivates empathy. I mean, you can imagine when you're reading a book. You know, in life, I can only look at New Hong Lin and
yeah.
say, what is she thinking? I'll never know that.
I'll tell you.
No, that's okay. But, you know, when I read a book, I'm omnipotent many times, mm-hmm. meaning I know everybody's thoughts.
You think you're God.
And so this might create empathy. Suddenly I'm like, oh, what if I treated New Hong Lin like this character treated that other character? Oh, I feel so bad because she's so nice and sweet.
Aww,
yes, this
right.
kind of thing. So it creates empathy. And so for those reasons, ladies, I believe, yes, reading can heal you. And I'm not just talking about The Notebook. Thank you.
And I think the key word here is kind of heal, because am I hurt in a way so that I need novel to heal me? I think it depends on your personal experience. Maybe you've just went through a very hard relationship, just finished it, and you need something to lean on, and you find The Notebook, and you understand the relationship
it's
between
like you
two
read my
people.
Mind.
All I'm saying here, novel has that effect on you if you have just had that a traumatic experience. And also when things are not that smooth in life, maybe just little trivial things that happens, it can also make you feel less stress, especially when you see other people's misery. I'm not trying to be not nice. I'm just saying we have this 忆苦思甜 in Chinese, meaning that if you've had the bad experience and now you're enjoying a better life, you would appreciate it more. So when you're reading other people's sad experience, you might feel like, oh, I'm actually really lucky. And the same kind of feeling happens when it's like you see a soothing story, and you know that life can be harsh sometimes, but it'll also treat you well some other times.
Yeah, I think with novels, because they're fiction, they're made believe, and you get to experience vicariously the life that is created by another person, the author. Hopefully that person's pretty wise and interesting and makes it possible for you to almost escape into the life of someone else. And be it a happy or unhappy life, that gives you a way to experience in your mind. And that can be a fun game.
Yeah.
But not everybody's interested in novels. And can novels have a adverse side effect, so to speak, on readers?
Well, for first of all, if you're reading a novel and you're too into it, you might confuse reality with the fiction you have. Like, you might fall in love with the female character of The Notebook and forgot that she did not exist.
Or I think it's more easy for the female readers to fall in love in Ryan Gosling or the male character, and in reality, he doesn't exist.
But you know what I will say about about the adverse and what are good is I do think there is something to be said about this stress level that is reduced, because there's something about that is so calming. Even before you go to bed, people say if you want to sleep well, don't watch something, don't watch a movie, read a book. There's something spiritual about being so intimately reading words from a page and interpreting it in your way rather than a movie which interprets maybe a story for you. So that being said, I think it is actually a very good thing.
Yes, you're using your reading ability and conjuring up your own imagination.
Yes.
Yes.
And that process can be very good for the brain.
Yes.
And the heart at the same time.
Aww.
You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. Bye-bye,
bye.
Everybody!